What's good, everybody? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It's the man, the myth, the legend, 232, and we are the New York Dolls.
Bow! And on today, the last day of Black History Month, the cusp of Women's History Month, in the studio with us, we have...
What's good, y'all? It's your girl, DJ Flower Shark.
Hey.
We in the building.
We live with it.
I'm super excited for this episode. We are going to dive into all the tea, but y'all know how we jumped this off. Welcome to season 7. Let's get lucky. We're going to hop right on this train and transfer over to our first segment, which is...
The Daily Dose. And this is where you're going to say what you got to say. Take us through your day, your week, your month, or whatever's on your spirit right now. We want to know. So, you want to pop us off?
I'm going to pop us off.
Let's get it, man.
All right. So, first and foremost, I have not done my taxes in like 3 years.
Don't let them come after you.
Yeah. Did not do them things in 3 years. So, I finally got around to doing it. This year, pushed that through. These hoes won $4,000 for me on top of the fee that I got to pay for filing. So I'm just kind of like, I've been on my fuck the IRS shit.
Right.
You know,
yeah, no, honestly, fuck them niggas.
It's a very crazy time. I don't know where they going to get that money from. If y'all suddenly see
I don't know where y'all going to find that.
I don't know where y'all going to find that. But you know, if y'all suddenly see me in Mexico for an extended period of time, you already know what it's given. So
FaceTime
me, holla at your boy, and sorry to those people. So that's where I'm at with that. This week I also had dinner with Mumsy. Now this is a huge thing. This is a really huge thing. For those of you that do and don't know me, love my mother. I love my mother to death, but she is the most annoying person that I have ever met in my life. So therefore, I tried to limit my time with her because as a, you know, human being, I do not enjoy being annoyed, right? So
I feel that.
You know, that equation is like, let me take that variable out of, you know what I'm saying? So, but I was having a conversation with a friend, and this is going to bleed into a different thing, but I was having a conversation with a friend, and he brought up something that's going on with, like, his dad right now that he's, like, really worried about and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, don't focus on the past and all the things that all the memories that you didn't make and miss out on. I was like, focus on making new memories right here, right now.
Facts.
And then that kind of just like reverse hit me as well.
Yeah,
and I told him, I was like, trust me, I know it's easier said than done. I know I'm going to be in your seat one day because there's a lot of memories I intentionally did not indulge in, you know, with my, you know, mother. I said, and I'm going to be right there. And then I was like, oh shit. I was like, nigga, are you talking to yourself right,
right
now? So I have now established weekly dinners with Mumsy just
love that.
Give her that little bit of time. Nice. It was so funny though, because the first one that we did, as soon as I got up in that bitch, I set a timer for an hour. And you know, it was very appropriate. It was just enough. It was just
enough. Your mom.
I know my mom.
Yeah.
I know my mom. I know myself.
Nah, I feel that.
And everything was perfect. But it's really cute, and I'm excited to dive in on that journey with her. So that friend that I was speaking to, that threw me back to an era. I came out with this poetry book a couple of years ago, and it was called Conversations That Needed to Be Had. And it was basically this like poetic accumulation of like conversations that I was having with multiple lovers and friends around that time frame. Because around that time frame, I was having to sit down a lot of people and establish my boundaries, right?
Right.
So I had this conversation with this is a newfound friend. We are developing a newfound friendship. And, you know, we both love each other, like, very much. But he also comes with, like, a lot of red flags. So, you know, I had to sit him down. And we had a very transparent conversation about, you know, our future friendship, you know? And I told him, I was like, hey, look. This thing happened with you that has happened with 4 other people before, where like the moment that I meet them, I instantly like jump down the timeline. And what happens is I return back with the feelings from where I jumped. This is very weird, fascinating power of mine, right? And you know, I was like, this has happened to me 4 times before. I was like, you're the 5th. I was like, and now I'm just so comfortable with this ability that I can transparently say to you, I needed to skip past all the bullshit. You know, I was like, everything down there is beautiful. It's great. We love each other. We pour into each other, like blah, blah, blah. I was like, but there's some things going on with you right now that's like stopping us from getting there, and I need you to just like knock down the walls, you know? And he was like, oh shit, like I didn't know that you could see shit like that, like you're completely right, and blah blah blah, yada yada. And the conversation was like very, very, very well received. So I'm excited for that thing. You know, and actually one of the other people that that happened with was actually too. And you know, we've had this conversation before as well. It not in the sense of like, you know, he was fucking up and I had to establish boundaries, but like, you know, I revealed to him that he took gift. A sip to it. No, we haven't gotten there yet.
Nah.
We don't have that problem. But yeah, but he is one of those like four previous people that that has happened to me. It's like as soon as I see them, I jump down there, I come back. Facts. And I'm like, oh well, now I gotta deal with all these futuristic ass feelings and I'm a fucking stranger to this person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we've caught up. We've caught up. He's caught up. So now we're here. So that was that.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
I love conversations like that. I operate on transparency and communication as a Gemini, proud Gemini. So that was that. I have lots of spell work to do. You know, those of you that, again, may or may not know me, I am a active practicing witch. And, you know, I'm a good witch, not a bad witch, whatever that means to you. But I got there's a lot of shit going on in life right now.
There's mad shit
going on. There's a lot of shit going on in life right now. And I got a lot of fucking spell work to do. There's people that need help. I need help. So, you know, I got to intentionally put a time that aside and, you know, get to doing what I got to do. As I have introduced this podcast with, we are in Black History Month. I want to just acknowledge that. Today at work, I got to, long story short, today at work, there was a talent show for staff and clients involved. I was one of the participating staff members. I did a 7-minute poem. Mm-hmm. And it was extremely well received. And my favorite comment that was said to me today was somebody pulled me to the side and they were like, hey, out of everything that we've done this month, that is what everybody needed to hear. And that just really like warmed me, because I was saying a lot of shit in those 7 minutes, you know, just facts. 7 minutes of me monologuing. But I'm glad that it was received as it was, and that was my intention. I wanted to, you know, I literally walked into the space, and this may sound arrogant, but I was like, I need to change some lives today, and I kind of feel like that message like landed, and I hope so. Other than that, as well, I'm currently in a show that has been doing like really well, so I'm happy about that.
What show?
I'm in the show right now called Three Drunk Poets Find God, and it's playing as a part of it's playing at the Secret Theater, and it's part of a festival. I can't remember the name of the festival, but it's been cool. It's been a dope experience.
It's like a weekly thing.
The dates are so fucking random, so I can't even call it a weekly thing, but I'm gonna translate it into a weekly thing. I'm gonna say, you know, info. But it's been super cute, and RP, I've been getting great feedback from that as well about my particular character. So, you know, it's just all good things, everything up. You know, we up for life, as you know.
Up for hell, baby.
And that's me. That's my daily dose. To Skidoo, take it away, and then I'm gonna let Flower think about all of your things, okay?
Man, all right, damn. So it's been a minute since I've been on the
yeah, nigga.
I missed like 40s episodes or some shit. I don't know how many episodes I missed, but
is a welcome back.
this is definitely a welcome back. I don't even know where I left y'all the last time I was with y'all. But I don't know. I changed roles at my job, so I'm not like packing out the store anymore. I do security now, so
it's
way more hours. You know what I'm saying? They gave me a little like $3 bump up. Blah blah.
Come on, $3. We love a bump.
We love a bump. We love a bump. Y'all need to pay our employees more, for real, for real. But,
come on.
So, yeah, so niggas is making this bread now. I have, like, a way, way tighter schedule. But it's cool. It keeps me focused. I don't really got a whole lot of time for bullshit. I just, like, go to work. I go to sleep. I create when I'm creating. And everything is kind of flowing right now in all aspects. So, honestly, I'm really happy about that because, you know, mm-hmm. for how long I was having, like, financial trouble and shit. So, to now, like, be getting back on my feet and actually paying my bills on time. Actually got money to
talk about it.
Come on,
buy food and shit.
Come on. You know,
so yeah, that's just a blessing. And then like on the music tip, it just makes it easier to go about my craft and everything like that because I don't have that added stressor of just like, damn, I need some bread.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, so that's been cool. And started this thing I've been doing it for like, yeah, I think I started at the top of February, but Tuesday, where every Tuesday is now Tuesday, and mm-hmm. we dropping covers and we dropping remixes.
Yes. I've been peeping.
Same, yeah, yes.
Peeping. See, I fuck with that. Like that was my whole like intention is to just like have people listening to the music consistently, and like not just when I have a big drop going or something, always staying in people's ears and shit. Because it's just like, man, I've been doing this shit for a minute. And I feel like I've been half-assing and, like, holding myself back and just taking an unnecessarily long route towards where I'm going. And it's just like, nah, this is the year where I feel like niggas really got to hit the gas and make the shit happen, you know? Because, like, sometimes miracles fall out the sky. A lot of the times you create your opportunities. You feel me? So
yeah,
that's just what it is.
I love that you said that. And I'm going to just interject really quickly because I feel like this is also a testament of, you know, just like growth. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's a testament of growth for you. And I feel like for me, it's just like an applaud of my patience because I just remember like way earlier on, right, us having the many conversations that we always do. And I was like, cause, you know, I just want everybody to win. So I was like, yo, two, yo, I feel like you should do like some covers and da da da. And you know, back then he was like, nah, I don't really fuck with covers. Like, I ain't trying to sing any other nigga songs. And I was like, okay.
I dead ass remember. Okay. I dead ass remember that, bro. Nah.
And to just have you here now, where you're like comfortable enough, like in your artistry, to like be able to dive into that, and I just think that that's like a beautiful thing.
It's because like I found out that like when you find out that you got the sauce, like you are the magic, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't really matter. It's just like, okay, I'm singing other niggas' songs, but like even in the cover, it doesn't sound like the original song.
Right.
It sounds like that's, one of my own songs. And I think that's the most beautiful part about it. That's the most fun part about it for me. I'm just like, damn, I know this is somebody else's song, but I'm about to make this shit sound like it's mine.
Right.
And that's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you had to translate what a cover meant for you.
Facts, yeah.
And I think that you did definitely that successfully.
Because at one point I was just thinking like, oh, sing the song like they singing the song. Yeah. And I was just like, that's kind of boring sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just sing this shit how I would sing it if I was singing it.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's been dope. I'm like excited for all the other covers that I'm about to do. Like you said, Women's History Month is starting tomorrow, so all of the covers for March are gonna be songs by women.
Hey.
Let's go, yes.
So, yeah, man, it's a lot of good shit going on, and there's been a lot of conversations being had. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Just like real conversations, like boundaries and shit like that. It's just like, yo, this is okay, this is not okay.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of just past the point of having constant conflict. I peeped at a point where it's just like I was always having trouble with someone somewhere.
Mm.
And there was just all of these long drawn out conversations being had, but no real solutions happening inside of the relationships and shit. So I just got to a point where it's just like, all right, man, I can't keep doing this because it's stressing me out. And like now that I got this job and X, Y, and Z going on, it's like I'm really not about to be dealing with no extra shit. So all the air has been getting cleared, you know what I'm saying? And it's not even on no malicious shit or nothing like that. It's just like real honest, this is how I feel about this. We could talk about how you feel about this. And then how do we move forward? Because it's just like there don't be no reason for all the extra shit.
Yeah, baby.
So I'm kind of in the same space as you. It's like, we just like, hey, speed this shit up. Because like,
yeah,
for real.
Rapidamente, okay? Come on.
Yeah, man, everything is on the up and up. It's just been a lot of growth, heavy focus, and, you know, I need to get back on my workouts.
Same.
But yeah, man, everything is swell. I cannot complain right now. Career. For real.
It's really good.
Now we gonna pass it over to DJ Flower Shark.
Wow, thank you. It's funny. It's interesting because, like, I feel like listening to both of you speak, there's a lot of synchronicity.
Always on the show.
That's
always.
Good because I'm feeling that right now just listening to you both speak. It's funny. I did have like two things I had a top of mind coming in, but before I get into that, I just want to say thank you for having me here. Like,
of course, this is truly a blessing. Thank you for coming.
And to be, I guess what you brought up earlier, like having a break between people and then seeing them again, it's kind of great to have a fresh new eyes. I'm looking at you all. I'm like, wow, like this is so beautiful to see. And to be a part of the work that you have doing, but then to also talk about things I'm doing as well.
Yes.
So that's really beautiful. And then also just this week, the point having dinner with your mom. Mm. I didn't have dinner with my mom, had brunch with my mom.
And love it.
The last time I saw her was for her birthday.
Okay.
So
when was that?
December 27th.
Okay.
So it's been a while. So seeing her and like talking to her felt really good. It's funny, I do have a timer with all family, like it's an internal clock.
Yes, so, indeed.
Like, and I know that she has one too with me, like with everyone. Like, I feel like that's normal to have. Because again, with boundaries, you need to like know how much you're putting in and how much you're taking. Because I know that I've definitely overexerted myself in the past. I think one of the biggest ways I learned about boundaries was through my cat.
I love that.
So it was interesting, like everything you were saying as well too. Like, I was going through a lot the past like year and a half, like financially, like. Not relationships, but just like relationships as a whole.
As a whole, yeah. Yes, I know as exactly a whole. What you mean? Yep.
And I will say, like, by September things started getting really well. But before that, I just felt like it was off, and I kept saying, "Cause my cat died." I was like, "This bitch left me," and I had to deal with so much shit by myself. Yeah. And it was like I had like grown onto her. I'm like, I had 5 years with you. And with that, I was able to figure out how to get through breakups, how to get through, like, outbursts. Wow. And so having to learn or relearn how to do that by myself was interesting.
Yeah.
And also being in a pandemic, like, I was alone. Like, I was living by myself for those, like the 3 years.
Yeah.
And so now I'm living with people again. So just learning about what it's like to live with others. In that sense, but yeah, no, like it's great seeing you all here in the space I am mentally now. Because I'm a different person.
Love that.
I'm definitely a different person. And I don't know, it's just been great. And so the two things that I wanted to bring up that really had me on a high note. And why I have these ponytails.
Come on.
Hey, shout out to these fucking ponytails.
Shout out to these motherfucking ponytails.
Amazing.
You know, I don't know if you all know, but there's this party. It's a book club disguise. No, it's a party disguise as a book club called Book Club Radio.
Okay.
That sounds cool as shit.
It is really cool. And I love the creators of it, Joseph and Tenzo. They're siblings. They're Filipino. From Florida, but they're like in Brooklyn now. But they started this a year ago and they asked me to do the first one and that went so well. So they asked me to do the second one. And then honestly, watching that grow on its own, I'm like, holy fuck, what is going on? But I'm just like excited to see it. Yeah. But they brought me back for their anniversary party, which was on the 17th. Mm-hmm. And I will say that day, it was different for me because I had that show, but then I was also opening up for DJ Techniques, who's like Baltimore club legend. And like for me personally, like I love club music. Like when I started DJing and when I got into like radio and all that, it was Jersey Club and club music that really got me into it for real. So to be a part of that moment with my friends like that record, shout out to them. Marvelito, Tones, and Ace Manuel, they asked me to DJ alongside some friends from Detroit, Sleep Olympics, Dream Beach, and Rafi. They're like, yo, you like we would love to have you on here. And I'm like, fuck yeah. But I didn't realize that both events were on the same day.
Double book.
But it was beautiful because one party was like, it felt very homely. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was just like this razor, but it was still like love. Yeah, so like I felt so full that day.
That's great.
And it's crazy because I was dealing with bullshit that week.
Yeah.
Like complete bullshit. And like earlier in the week it was great, but it's like, I don't know what happened. Like Thursday into Friday, it was like things went really bad. Mm-hmm. But then when that day happened, I was like, it doesn't matter what the fuck's going on. And so I've been riding on that high ever since. And I'm trying to have that same mentality moving forward because I felt so good.
Yeah.
And like even the people who were around me or like just the people I was thinking about in the moment, even if they weren't there, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is really just, I was elated.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to talk about those two things specifically because I think it made me realize, it was the first events where I actually, reflected on them. Mm. I never reflect on events.
Okay.
Especially when it's events that I don't curate.
Yeah.
Because why do I need to do this other than like listen to my music? Like, okay, this set was good. This set was bad. Maybe I could have done it better this time. But that was the first time where where I'm like, wow, like for me personally, like someone who is a club fan, like a club music fan, and to put in the work, like I started writing, like doing blogs about club music. And so to go from there and then to do radio and then like to DJ with a lot of these people, to interview them and then to open up for like one of the biggest names. Facts. I was like, yo, this is a moment. And like, I was really like, I was talking about it all week. I was like, y'all do not understand. I'm like, you may not be there. I was like, but in my head, like this is crazy.
I love it.
And like the people there, like there was old heads and like younger kids too. Like they were really digging. It was like a lot of Baltimore music, techno, hip hop. Like it was just like all there. Facts. And then I'm going to this book club radio show those are themed parties. So the theme for that was Y2K vampire. So like,
oh shit.
Yeah. That sounds hard. I'm not going to.
Yeah. No, the themes are so good. They're so good.
That shit.
But I was like mentally preparing to look like Blade. Unfortunately, people were like, you kind of look like Neo from the Matrix. And I'm like, still sexy, I guess. All right, that's good. It's close enough. But it was like going in there and I was just like, I don't know. It really felt like I was in a movie. Like going from one place to the other and then going back.
Yeah.
Like that was filling. People had like their own rendition of Black History Month. That was my Black History Month.
Ooh.
I
love that.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I love
that. Was mine.
Wow.
I feel that. I feel that. That's dope.
Yeah, that's really dope.
I love a movie type day.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
Word
yes,
up.
Yes, absolutely. And it sounds to me, and like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but like, would you say that that was like one of like the highlights like of your DJ career?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
And it's funny because like when you were asking me about the dates, I like chose to stay because I was like, I know that's going to happen already. Mm. And I want to see how that would go.
Yeah.
And then I was like, however it goes, I want to talk about that. Yes. I want to talk about that.
Yes. That's fucking dope as fuck. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move over to our next segment, which is.
Pew, 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 pew. What is that? I saw like.
Oh, yeah. I'm over here with the fingers.
Two got the finger play. Are we gonna dive into today's dose?
I mean, like, there ain't. All right, so boom. All right,
so here we are. We're in today's dose. All right, this is where we have our sizzling topics. Is the tea really hot or not? All right.
Period.
I love it. Flower Shark. If you have anything for today's dose, feel free to toss it out. I have nada. And okay. Two wants to lightly touch on this topic.
Yeah, man, fucking P. Diddy, a weirdo.
Oh, yes, let's get into it. Yes. Yeah, give your notes. Yes.
Like, I haven't read the whole fucking lawsuit document thing, but There is a long ass lawsuit document out about all of the heinous shit that this nigga has done.
He's
a fucking heinous individual, yeah. For real, bro. Like, that nigga is a real villain. Like, mm-hmm. That nigga is a menace to society, for real. Like, the shit that he's done to people is just crazy. And then fucking Meek Mill ass on Twitter all day yesterday just like defending that he ain't gay. Nobody cares in 2024 right. about who gay and who not.
Right.
This nigga P. Diddy is an abuser to yes. multiple people.
Yeah. Like, that's yeah. it.
That's the thing that should be highlighted, and that's all I want to say. If y'all want to find the lawsuit document, then y'all can go do that. It's public information.
Period.
Yeah.
So go ahead and read
it. I did read the lawsuit. Okay. The whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, fucking no, K. Yeah, no, let's go.
I love stuff like that, and I've personally been saying Diddy is the devil for like ever.
Go the fuck
like forever.
Off.
Same. Forever.
Go the fuck I never off. Trusted that
it's
nigga.
Like, and that's the thing. That's the thing that people in music industry in a black community have always known too.
Yeah, yes.
It's not like this is.
We can feel it. We yes. can see
right, that's
it.
What
we
I'm
can,
saying. Like, niggas know.
Like, yeah. they know, but it's the money.
Everybody
it's,
overlook it.
Yes.
I hate that shit.
It's the money. And that's, and I think, so what I didn't like about this is that there had been so many other lawsuits against him, but the yeah. fact that this was centered around men.
Yeah.
That this Facts. One might stick.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the only thing I feel a little bit iffy about, but then also the gay part. So you were saying how no one cares. No one should care.
True.
Facts.
But people were caring.
Yeah.
They were caring, and they were missing the whole premise. Point. Yeah.
Literally the whole point.
Everything. And like what the bottom line is, abuser, regardless, like, don't give right. a fuck what your orientation is, like Facts. What you are. Like you, this man is literally asserting his power over people. That is an abuser. He is yeah. using Facts. It. And I really wanted someone. This is clearly why Meek Mill was meant to be with Nicki Minaj. These people just need to put their phone down or someone needs to take it away.
Come on, bro.
That could have he could have been explained if he got lawyers, good lawyers, it could have been explained away so good. And I was tweeting, like DMing someone as it was happening. And he honestly made himself look bad Horrible. Because all the things that were in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
It didn't say that he committed certain acts mm-hmm. and when underage girls were in the room, because mm-hmm. he was not the only person listed under that.
Right.
There were other people, Facts. But he kept tweeting. So it's like, okay, but you're not denying it and you're also not talking about anything else. So did Sounds you? So like what were you doing when those underage girls were there?
Mm. Right.
So that's the real question. But even if he didn't do anything, you made yourself look guilty. There Facts. Was another person in that room with you. He did not say nothing. Mm. And honestly, lawyers can be like, well, he was a victim too. Easily.
True.
But he messed that up for himself. And that's yep. not to say like people shouldn't like get, people should definitely be held accountable. But it's like the way how people are talking about it online, it's like they want their faves to be like saved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
100%.
I don't think they should be. It's Hell like nah. if they Man. Take accountability, then maybe they can be saved, but they don't want to even do that. They don't yeah. even want to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And I can't fuck with nobody like that.
Right. No, for real. And that's another thing. I was just thinking about the whole time. I was like, so y'all just are okay with being uncomfortable.
Right.
And I'm like,
consistently uncomfortable.
Yeah, consistently like, uncomfortable. And
fuck
it's like,
no, bro.
I experienced that early on in my career and I knew I didn't like it. And I stopped doing that.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, these people are like damn near hitting 50, 60. Y'all kept doing this for how many years?
Yeah.
Right.
And so.
Like, I don't know, like, the grip that money has on
it's
people.
It's big. Because think about it. Diddy has been stealing from people who aren't even big.
Facts.
Yeah. So it's like. Like, I remember
this
growing up.
This nigga is exploiting, like,
yes.
nobody.
Yeah, no, literally nobody. Like, I love my uncle to death. I love him so much. But I remember growing up, and he would be like, yo, yeah, he stole my mixtape off Jamaica Avenue. Wow. And I'm like, why would you give out mixtapes on Jamaica Avenue? Like, what are you like? And man. I'm like, mind you, this happened,
shout
like.
Shout out to Unk for the grind.
This shit happened, like, 20 years prior from, like, him, like, them telling me this.
Yeah.
But in my head, I'm thinking, knowing who Diddy is in the early 2000s, yeah, yeah, I'm like, nah, well, why did you do that?
Word. Really dope.
You know,
really
dope. I think like
I wouldn't trust that nigga. For
yeah,
sure.
It's like, oh yeah, he's gonna give me a deal. I'm like, But you saw what he did to everybody else.
Yeah.
Did he gonna give you a
he
deal?
He been doing the same shit forever.
did he gonna give you a deal, nigga?
And you know what? All like, right. I feel like, because trust me, I hear y'all, and I'm
honestly, with y'all. Wait till it goes to court.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I really like. The Meg stuff, I waited till it went to court.
Yeah,
like,
me too, yeah.
I was like, let's see what happens.
Always. I do think that there's just something different about that time, right? Like right now, we have a lot of power over our own careers and destinies and things like that, right? Like we have so many different platforms where we can put ourselves in front of, you know, the world, and the world can decide if, you know, they want to fuck with us or not, right? Whereas I feel like back then, you know, I feel like the gatekeepers were really born from that time.
Yes. It was like, yes.
100%.
You already had these people with money. They are the blueprint. Power, and they were the blueprint. Yes. You know what I mean? And it's like, you had to get past them. So, like, yeah, like, you know, putting your shit out on the street for Diddy to take was dumb as fuck back then. But it was also that little glimmer of hope that he might fuck with it. And you might, you know, do something, right? And same thing with those people that were like in those rooms, like at those times, it was like, I'm pretty sure everybody in the back of their mind was like, yeah, this is a little weird, this is fucked up, but there's this little glimmer of hope that if I fuck with this man, he's gonna propel me up, you know, to where I want to be. And it's a culture.
It's gonna be funny as hell. I've never really had that glimmer of hope shit in my spirit. Like I've never really cared who a person was, as not until like recently. like if a motherfucker was like in certain positions and shit, like I didn't care.
Yeah.
You could be doing what I'm doing and everything, and like being in a further position than me and all that, and I just wouldn't care. Like people would talk to me about their idols and shit like that, and I'm just like, okay, like I'll acknowledge if a person is dope, but I just don't put anybody way up here, because I just don't.
Yeah. And I feel like that also, it's funny that you say that, like, now you're starting to, because I also feel like it has something to do with, like, getting older, right? That hope starts to, like, really sink in, because it's like, I know that I can be there. I'm right there. I can be there. I'm almost there. Like, da-da-da. Whereas when you're younger, you're like, I got time. Fuck this shit.
Well,
you know.
For me, it's kind of just like, I think it's changing for me, because I'm just moving from a space of like, I just really want to show shit love that I actually love, you know what I'm saying? So if a person is doing something that I really fuck with, it's just like, yo, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it's not like I idolize you or anything like that, but like I see what you're doing, I love what you're doing, and it's great.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Because like I'm usually idolize people that are the same level as me, or like just slightly above.
I get like really inspired. Like it I just inspiring. Get really inspired.
It's very inspiring, but I also have gotten like bit back by it too. And so like now, so? It's so funny because like you're going, I'm like reversing where I'm like not showing no love to nobody.
Like, no,
for real, because it's like I don't know who to trust giving that love to.
I don't know who to trust.
Okay. Okay. So I want to
make that very clear. Back. I do. Trust is actually a very big thing.
Whoa. Let's be clear. I don't trust not a man one of these niggas.
I just trust that. What I do trust is if like I keep putting out good energy,
yeah,
then it'll find me. That's just, you know, it's just like golden rule shit.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't really know how far my love will go when I express it ever. I'm just like, you know, I'm like a little kid. I'm like a little kid sometimes. Just like, hey, yo, I fuck with you. And it's like, you could say thank you. You could be like, oh, I fuck with you too. Or you could just say nothing. And it's just like, hey, if you say nothing or whatever the fuck happens, I just gotta eat that.
Yeah, and that's something I had to learn. It's just like being okay with it. Like yeah, someone's facts. Just not going to reciprocate at all.
Yeah. So. Absolutely.
But also, it's very okay to remove yourself.
Yes.
From that.
Listen.
If you're not really okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Because there's been situations where like, I'm really not okay with not, with the love not being reciprocated. And it's just like, yo, out of here. Because that's kind of what I've been doing with my Instagram in a way. Because I just be like, people just like watch me there. But there wouldn't like be a lot of interaction and shit. And it would confuse me. So I made a Finsta. So my stories be shorter now. And I was just like, yeah, you know, y'all niggas a little weird. So I'm going to just limit this a little bit.
Right.
Period. And I think, you know, like I want to jump in and I want to say that I think for me, Flower Shark, going back to what you said, I think that was a like super dope and transparent moment when you were like, I don't know who to trust. And for me, like the voice that immediately came into my head was, you got to trust yourself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because it just reminds me of the way that like I walk through the world, because like, I was like, ooh, am I with them or like, am I not? Right. And my thing is like, I guess I also don't know who to trust, and that's so okay, because I trust myself and I'm really perceptive with like energy and auras and all these like different things that I don't need to think about anymore.
Right.
So I know that if like my body, or more so my spirit, if my spirit responds a certain way around somebody, I know that they're good, and I know when they're not good, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I just like, I want to invite like everybody to just like, when you really like reinforce the trust within yourself, when you reinforce instinct, intuition, listening to that voice in your head, right? Like you'll automatically start to build up this love and this defense that automatically filters out the bad people, right? You know? Yeah.
I love that. Thanks. No, that's real.
Thanks.
Honestly, bro, it's funny that you say that, because I kind of had a similar realization a while back. It just always comes back up for me when I deal with my trust issues, because they're there.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever I would have a problem trusting someone that was, like, close to me or some shit like that, I'm like, yo, all right, so you not trusting this person means that you don't trust yourself, because why the fuck they this close to you if you don't trust them?
Period.
Like, it just didn't make no sense to me. So I was just like, damn, do I trust myself or nah, bro? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yeah, at the end of the day, we can't really trust a person to do whatever the fuck they going. We just got to go off what's happening.
Right.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, if you trust yourself, like he said, and your intuition and all of these things that play into like how you gauge if a person is trustworthy or not, it's just like, safe to say I could trust this person, I guess. Because I trust me.
Exactly, because you trust
me. That's interesting.
And just like really quickly, for my nerds and my blurbs, right? does anybody here in this room right now watch Jujutsu Kaisen?
No, lightly.
Oh, okay. Did you get to season 2? Mm. Oh, goddamn, nigga! All right, you gotta get to season 2.
Is that Kaisen with the
pink hair nigga?
Oh
no, the white hair nigga.
That's Gojo.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Ichigo and Sukuna.
I don't even know who them.
Is there a girl on there whose eye gets scratched up?
Oof. Not that I know of.
Whose eye gets scratched up?
I don't know. Like, she got like one side now. Or is that a different jujitsu?
That might be a different anime.
That might be a different anime.
But it's got the same jujitsu. That's why I was like, oh, okay, bet.
I wonder if you took, because I feel like there's Kaisen, and then there's like, I feel like I know what you're talking about. There's like something like Jujutsu Tyson or something like that.
No, you're talking about Junie Tyson.
Love that one.
That's something completely different. That's what the astrology. Chinese zodiac.
Exactly. Yeah. No, Jujutsu Kaisen. You know Gojo, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's.
His domain expansion is crazy.
Yeah, but is his power revealed to you yet? Where it's like he has so many.
Oh, nobody can touch him.
Because he has so many automatic systems.
See,
in place.
I didn't know why.
They explain it in season 2. Fucking insane. Copy. I'm gonna get off of this because
nobody could touch him though. Facts.
It's funny. We got. I'm willing to watch season 2 again. We got to get to season 2. All right, nerd shit.
Niggas had a real boy moment.
I had to get it out.
Real anime.
What I say, it's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Test this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.